Pete Shabbos, and I want to thank Father Mike for allowing me to be your guest preacher this weekend. Now, if I understand this correctly, my job is to preach and your job is to listen. If you get done before I do, raise your hand. In the gospel, we hear Jesus ask Peter and the other apostles, "Who do you say I am?" And Jesus isn't looking for an official answer. What Jesus is looking for is a relationship. Who do you say I am? And we hear Peter state, "You are the Christ." Now the term, the Christ, means that Jesus is the anointed one of God. That's what the term means, the Christ. It's not Jesus' last name. So when we talk about Jesus Christ, we talk about Jesus, the anointed one of God. And Peter goes on and says, "You are the Son of the living God." All of us are called to have a relationship with God. And there's four ways that you develop a love relationship with God. Number one is through daily prayer. Daily prayer. I chuckle to myself because many good parents teach their children their nighttime prayers, but they don't teach them to start the day with prayer. Why not? To invite that power of God into whatever we will be doing that day. Furthermore, people say, you know, they quit going to Mass on weekends, right? The first thing that they quit doing is they quit praying every day. They quit praying every day. So one of the ways, and an important way, is daily prayer as a way to know and to fall deeper in love with God. The second is the scriptures, okay, the Word of God. And my deceased atheist brother-in-law once asked me, "What does God's voice sound like?" What would you say if someone asked you that question? I told them, God's voice sounds like this, the Word of God. That's the voice of God. That's why we need to listen and read that voice of God. So we got daily prayer, we have the voice of God, the scriptures, the sacraments of the church, especially the Eucharist, and then we have community. Those are four ways that God reveals himself, and those are the means that we have of developing and maintaining and deepening our love relationship with the Lord. Now, how can people develop that closer relationship if there isn't somebody to give them some guidance? And that's the reason why I came this weekend, is to share a little bit about the work of the Redemptorist in Nigeria, Africa, and Manaus, Brazil. I'm going to use my hands, and I'm going to talk about Nigeria, Africa first. Nigeria, we've all seen a map of Africa, the continent. And it looks like this. Now, where is Nigeria? Nigeria is right there. Right in that niche, that's where Nigeria is. The country itself is a little bit bigger than the states of Texas and Oklahoma. And the population of the country is half the population of the United States. So imagine 160 million people living in the states of Texas and Oklahoma. And now you have an idea about Nigeria. Now, despite the oil money, the money doesn't trickle down to the people. Many, many people live in poverty. And while they may be financially poor, they are spiritually rich. Spiritually rich. They would put us to shame. You've already seen how African women and their attire when they get dressed, right? And you saw how bright and colorful it is. Well, now you can imagine when they get together for Mass, they're dressed really good. And the colors are magnificent. And it's nothing for them to take 2 hours to celebrate Mass. And they expect the priest to talk 30 to 40 minutes. I'm not going to give you a touch of Nigeria today. But one of the things I learned from the people is, you know, when you don't have anything but God, when you don't have anything but God, now you understand why they're there. When you don't have anything but God. And one of the things, you know, we talk about an American dream. What's an American dream? A better life. What's a better life? More money. More dinero. See? What happens? A better life, less God, less church, smaller families. We see it all over the place. That's one of the things that impacts the United States. So that's a little bit about Nigeria. In Brazil, I'm going to use my hands again. You've seen the continent of South America. Brazil's about the size of my hand, and down here is São Paulo and Rio de Janeiro. They're along the water. But where the Redemptorists are is way up here in the north, way up here, along the Amazon River, 1,000 miles inland from the mouth of the Amazon River. The Amazon River is the largest river in the world, and it makes the Mississippi and Ohio rivers look like a creek. That's how big this river is. And during the rainy season, the river will rise 60 feet every year, just spreading even further out. Just a humongous river. Huge, huge, huge. The main work of the Redemptorists there is they get on their river boats, which is a sizable boat because of the size of the Amazon, and they go and visit the tributaries and of the Amazon and the villages where the people live. And the only time these people ever get a chance to see a priest is when the Redemptorist missionary comes in. And the people are accustomed to his visits. So when the missionary gets to the village, they ring the village bell, and everybody knows that they need to stop what they're doing and get into town, because the priest will celebrate Eucharist with them. The only time they get to celebrate Eucharist, the only time they have Mass, is when the missionary comes in. The only time they get a chance to celebrate reconciliation is when the missionary comes in. And what the missionary will do, among other things, he'll go out to the cemetery and bless all the graves of people who died since he was last there. He will bless the children that were born and baptized since he was last there. Then he will bless all marriages that took place since he was last there. Then he'll meet with the church leaders of the local village, give them some instruction, and then he gets back on the boat and he heads to the next village. Now, out of the city of Manicaparu, the Redemptorist missionaries visit over 186 villages in a year's time, just along the tributaries of the Amazon River. So that's a little bit about Brazil. I came here to ask two things of you. Number one, everybody can do this. Everybody. I'm going to ask you to say three Hail Marys before you go to bed tonight, asking Mary to bless the work of all missionaries, and in a special way, the Redemptorist in Nigeria, Africa, and in Manaus, Brazil. Most important to me. Second, I would like to invite you to prayerfully consider what you would like to give to help us continue the work we're doing. In the pews, there are envelopes look like this. You see them? See them in the pews? Okay, pass them down. They're in the pews. Maybe you're sitting on mine. Okay? Because I put them at the ends. And after this is the third mass in church, so they're all over. Okay? Did you ever see the picture of Mary on the front? You see the picture of Mary? That's our Mother of Perpetual Help. All right? So, if you would like to help the Redemptorists and their work that they're doing, I'm going to ask you, if you would, to make your financial gift. You can do it today, or you can do it during the week at home, and then bring the envelope back with you, okay? Because next week, if you bring the envelope back, put it in the regular collection, but make sure you use the envelope so those people who count the collection know what your intentions are and the money goes where you want it to go. Now, if you would like to make a contribution by check, by hopefully you're paying attention, please make the check out to St. Joseph Parish. St. Joseph Parish. But make sure you use the envelope, okay? Well, I notice everybody's still listening because nobody's raised their hand. So, on behalf of the people and the Redemptorists working in Nigeria and Brazil, I want to thank you for listening, thank you for caring, and thank you for your prayers, thank you for your financial gift. And as a little souvenir, memento of my being here, I brought a copy of the Byzantine icon of the miraculous picture of our Mother of Perpetual Help. Now, if you go to the bottom, you can go online and you can learn about the painting, the authorship of the icon, and what all the symbols mean, all right? And you can also see the miraculous icon as it hangs in the church of St. Alphonsus Liguori in Rome. They have a camera that zooms in and then zooms back out again. And on the other side, there's a prayer to our Mother of Perpetual Help. So again, thank you so much for your attention, your prayers, and your generosity.